I'd like to get some input from you in terms of your own clinical experience with the APT regimen, in terms of tolerability and what you say to patients. But in order to put it in perspective, I'm kind of curious how you would approach a younger patient, otherwise healthy, early 40s, who had multiple nodes involved. What's your most aggressive chemo HER2 approach?
Well, you know, I actually use a lot of the TCHP regimen. I have used AC-THP. I think in the multi-node involved neoadjuvant setting, those are the most common regimens. And I think those are the ones that I use also.
And I'm just kind of curious if you were going to sit down with a patient, because it's one thing to say, okay, well, when do you use the APT regimen? And maybe you can answer that question first. Only node negative, how large, when do you use it in general?
The APT regimen, I only use in stage one.
And how about if you have a patient who's stage two, who's older and frail, and says, you know, I really don't want to get sick. First of all, how much of a difference in tolerability and toxicity is there between TCHP, for example, and APT in your own mind? Or how would you explain it to a patient in terms of what to expect?
Well, so I'll have to say there's a third regimen in there that I consider to be in the middle, and that would be the U.S. Oncology, what they term the HER-TC regimen, and I would put that kind of in the middle. So how do I discuss it? You know, first off, TCHP is not an easy regimen, and so none of them are. None of the polychemotherapy, trastuzumab, pertuzumab regimens are easy, and in a frail, older patient, you do have to take that into account. Unless the patient is quite frail and really I'm trying to minimize therapy, I don't typically use the APT regimen. So yes, I'll do it if I really, really am struggling with wanting to give a chemotherapy drug and not willing to give a second one. In a frail older patient, I do give the HER-TC regimen. And I'm going to clarify that that's docetaxel cyclophosphamide given for 4 cycles plus trastuzumab. I've used that sometimes. And you know, the problem I have is we don't have comparative data at this point across any of these. And so the one thing that has come out of the Oxford overview is that polychemotherapy tends to be better than one drug, which may be one of the arguments that we learned also from CALGB 40101, which was, you know, AC versus T alone. And so if I'm concerned, I do sometimes use polychemotherapy. But TCHP is 6 cycles. It involves carboplatin. It's tough. And so if I'm trying to minimize it but still give polychemotherapy, I use the HER-TC regimen.